for somebody to come up with the answer to what ails us. That's who should be president. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In your neighborhood, in my neighborhood, and across this great country, there is a boiling point that I think we've all hit. It's interesting because we're getting closer to this election. Before you know it, we'll be through October, and here it is, November 6th. Ultimately, what's going to happen, looking into the crystal ball of the polls, it's kind of up and down as to Obama, Romney, likability factors, job approval, women, the Latino vote, breaking it all down into those neat little boxes or labels. But the one thing that all the groups, I think, have in common is almost everybody I know is not happy. Almost everybody I know complains about Washington and whether they perceive it to be gridlock, ignorance, disregard for what people really want. You know, pick your poison. Everybody feels as though they've been shafted in some way. I honestly think that. I can't recall anybody I've met that said recently, I feel really good about what's happening in this country. I feel really, really positive. I don't think so. Maybe that'll change after this election. We don't just have 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue up for grabs. Also, the House and a big chunk of the Senate. A lot of things could change in D.C., but if the landscape changes, does it mean that we're getting something better? Does it mean that finally we'll start to act instead of react? You know, my push always was that at this point it's so late in the game, we almost need a third party heading into the future. And eventually there's going to be that third party. If it's 4 years from now, if it's longer than that, if it's 8 years from now, I think at some point there'll be a massive turnover. When you look at what's happening with this up-and-coming generations and how things are done and really the way people communicate. With everything changing so much in an instant, I think the expectations will be very different. And because of where we are financially, ultimately it'll affect those generations. And when they start to realize it, and realize where their future is going, I think that's where you're going to really see that push for that independent or third party. Independent's not right. I think it's a different kind of third party that's out there talking about maybe less government, talking about regulation. You need some regulation, but talking about not a complete ridiculous amount of red tape that's wrapping people up. And it's simplistic to say that and not dive into the details, and it would take me an entire week of America Tonight shows to go through areas that I think could be picked apart. I've given some of them on the air. I'm for a flat tax or even a fair tax, but changing the system the way we do it now completely. Forget coming up with these numbers of over 250, under 250. Flat tax would take care of all of that. You just know right up front, here's what it is, boom, that's it. Then we wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have that problem. I would absolutely consider getting rid of the Federal Reserve, because to me, I don't understand Ben Bernanke as the Wizard of Oz coming up with quantitative easing and what we're looking at. Ultimately, to me, he's like the guy in the expensive suit that, geez, a lot of people like him. He has credentials and seems just a smart guy. A smart guy that meets around the table with a bunch of people where they ultimately decide our fates. It's the bankers who come up with all of the details of where we're headed because they get the protections. It's not the American people. It's the people in the suits that are friends with Ben Bernanke. I mean, honestly. So, on the trail, Obama and Romney both out shaking hands, giving speeches in different areas, talking about, and I think concerned about those swing states. For Obama, he talked about health care and how Romney was going back to the 50s with what he wanted to see and how it would hurt women. For Romney, he focused on Iowa being such a great place and his five-point plan. Take a listen.
I don't think your boss should get to control the health care that you get. I don't think insurance companies should control the care that you get. I don't think politicians should control the care that you get. I think there's one person to make these decisions on health care, and that is you. You should make that decision.
Des Moines almost feels like a second home. You know that? We get here and stay downtown and get to have a bite to eat at Centro, and if we're lucky, and enjoy the fine food and the hospitality and the warmth of the community. I'll begin by looking at every single government program and ask this question. Is this program so critical it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it?
Ooh. And I think going down the line with Romney, it's going to be more about economics. It's going to be more about economics. And for Obama, he's going to look to peel away the labels of Romney and Bain and that kind of stuff, is which what we're seeing pop up in so many of the negative campaign ads. And we've only really just begun when it comes to that. So a staggering number, because we talk about numbers all the time on this show. In fact, we do a special feature called We Can Count. We're going to pop that in our next segment. But one of the scary numbers that I happen to see is the fact that the federal welfare numbers just keep on climbing. Would you be surprised to know that there are over 100 million people in America on welfare? I have to say, I knew the number was pretty high, but I didn't think it was that high. I didn't think it was that many. And what's the reason for that? You can point to a lot of different things as to why the number is so high, and how can we keep up that standard? 100 million people now getting some form of welfare. Not Social Security, that's not included in the poll that I, not the poll, but not included in the numbers that I saw. And not Medicare, that's not the numbers. The federal government has about 80 different federal means programs, some of them overlapping each other, somewhat welfare programs. And that's from the Senate Budget Committee. That's their stuff that they're putting out there. The information is from the Census Survey. So maybe it could even be a little bit more than that. Who knows? We're talking about food stamps and Medicaid making up the biggest chunk of the more than 100 million recipients. Whew. The bank is broken. It's broken. We Can Count coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A new study, tops we can count. How about this out of Cambridge, Massachusetts? The word is close to half of Americans die owning very little in financial assets. About 46% of Americans find themselves with under $10,000 in any kind of stuff by the time they die. This is a new study that was looking into financial status with senior citizens. And the study was called, Were They Prepared for Retirement? It looks at the connection between health and wealth and Americans' reliance on the government. And in the study, there were three different ones, one from MIT, one from Dartmouth, and one from Harvard. And what the study found is that they have no housing wealth and rely almost totally on Social Security benefits, and that most households seem well prepared for retirement. That's good, though. Finding that the average income in the final years is not a significant drop from the average income in a person's late 50s or early 60s. There's a little wiggle room to pay for unanticipated needs like health expenses and, you know, that kind of stuff. The study was published with the National Bureau of Economic Research, and it showed that healthier seniors have higher assets. Well, of course, because they're not stressed, they're not worried about money, they're not worried about paying for those accidental things that come up. This is what we're saying. And Social Security and what it's going to pay for in the future is probably going to be a lot different than what we're seeing now. It's almost like we're going to get to the point where it's every man for himself. Seriously. Like a different kind of Hunger Games. All right, speaking of being hungry, the word is from the Olympic Village, they distributed 150,000 condoms to the athletes. Now, that's not news. The village has about 3,000 apartments. It houses 10,000 athletes. What's interesting to me is because now there have been a couple of stories written about this, and it's probably because of the condoms that they had available, is that athletes, according to one swimmer, about 75% of the Olympians hook up behind the scenes. And the swimmer said, this is something you just gotta do. That, look, people are friendly, it's the nature of the games, it's not so awkward to strike up a conversation because you have something in common with the other people that are in the village. And even among rivals, there's more camaraderie, and you're there, and nobody else can come into the village. It's just the athletes, and that's it, not media, not anybody else. So it makes for the perfect environment. I could make a joke here, but I'm just going to let it go. Oh, and I have one right on the tip of my tongue. 150,000 condoms. Wonder if that hurts or helps their Olympic performance. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking out loud, okay? The FAA is proposing a $1 million penalty against Horizon Air. Why, you say? Well, for cockpit doors that were a huge problem. Cockpit improper rivets on the doors, saying it could have damaged the wiring and other aircraft components. The Horizon Air people had 22 planes for 3 years with the rivets that weren't right. The FAA discovered the violations last year when Horizon modified one of their aircrafts with blind rivets. So, you know, they have to have solid ones, and that's pretty scary, isn't it? The rivets in the door, saying that that they weren't correct. How many flights did they fly? Pushing it further and further. They have 30 days to respond. I don't know, something about that, saying the rivets in the door aren't correct, that doesn't comfort me. And Horizon Air is big in the western part of the U.S. and Canada. So Horizon Air is definitely out there. Definitely. This is a sad, sad, sad story. And we go back to the whole plea thing again and pleaing out. And there's a story about an 8-year-old who was killed. And, you know, I was thinking about the milk cartons and finding missing kids and, you know, how too often it doesn't end up that way. It'd be great if more of the missing kids, and some have been, but if there were more missing kids that were found before it's too late. But in this case, a New York hardware clerk is accused of abducting, smothering, and dismembering an 8-year-old Brooklyn boy in Borough Park, which is a big Hasidic Jewish enclave. Levi Aaron is expected to plead guilty to those charges. It was a gruesome case, and it just shocked New York when Levi Kletsky went missing. He was walking. This is the part that's chilling to me, because think for a second of your grandkids, your kids, and think of them, the innocence of that kid, especially that age, 8 years old, walking back from summer camp. And police say that, you know, this is where this thug snatched him and dismembered him. That he dismembered the kid and put him in his freezer. Put him in his freezer and inside a suitcase and in a trash bin. Oh, awful. He was drugged, smothered. I mean, what possibly... Well, there is no, you can't explain it. He's just a nut. He's just a nut is what he is. And the autopsy results showed that he had just a ton of things in these prescription drugs that he gave him. He drugged him, and that's what happened there. And Now at this point he's going to plea, and that means life in prison. Probably 40 years behind bars to life in prison is what you would get for that. At least they know what happened here. When you don't know, I think it's worse having no clue what's happened when the kid goes missing from a bus or to a bus. And, you know, at some point you just have to reexamine that. It used to be you just let somebody just walks out the door and they go to school and you didn't have to worry about it. I know that my family, I can't imagine, I can remember going to the bus myself. I don't remember it being a big deal, but now, whew, at what age do you feel like it's okay to go to a bus? At what age is it okay for them to walk there by themselves? Or is it ever okay until, you know, teenage age or preteen or, you know, whatever it might be? All right, got to end on a high note here. The Mars rover. I'm all into this whole rover thing. It captured a nearby rocket footprint. How cool is that? Because, you know, they're taking pictures and whatnot, Curiosity is, and being able to get that footprint, I think, is huge just because of ultimately studying the geological makeup of the red planet and the fascination. And maybe the fascination with Mars is because we're dying to know if there's life on Mars. But the Curiosity raised the mass that holds the instruments that it needed to see things, and it's car size, remember. It landed on Mars on Monday, even with a wild descent. It was lowered by a sky crane that hovered, but it got there, and they've got this, unexpectedly, there are gorges that are giving mission controllers an early view of the bedrock beneath the surface of this Gale crater. And so they're able to see it. Just an awesome shot. They beamed back. There's harder, rockier material beneath the gravel and the pebbles. And there's some kind of, they call it impact ejecta. So at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, where controllers operate the rover, that's what they're saying. They're saying they've gotten an exploration hole drilled for them. So pretty cool that they're able to go into that and come up with maybe some answers, but some other things that they're going to have to study. Sweet. Stay with us. More to come.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. HempUSA.org includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And this is the real deal. You've heard me over the past couple of months actually have these great conversations with Don Wiskin, who has a company called Heart Drop, and you can go to heartdrop.com, and he has, I mean, he really does. He has just an incredible story. Usually what I find is when someone has a passion for what they're doing or a passion for their hobby, they're good at it. They're successful at it because there's a reason. There's some reason why they like it. And in Don's case, he took that long walk from being dropped at the curb at the hospital, like his brother, like his father, who both died with heart problems. And here he was roofing and decided, after he had to go on all this heart medication, I can't live this way. So through natural herbs, using cayenne, garlic, all kinds of other things as part of the process. Cayenne is so potent with the right mixture. He created a couple of different things. Extendivite, his people created it. Extendivite was one of them, and I mentioned this before. I started taking it because the Delaney men didn't live very long. Lived to just, my grandfather, I never met him. He lived to barely 40. And I didn't want to end up like that, wondering, you know, I take out after that side of the family, so I think there's something in that whole gene thing. And anyway, so I started taking it, and then lo and behold, my cholesterol numbers dropped significantly, which I didn't even know I had a problem with it. I've already told that story. And also, I found that my blood pressure was kind of on that cut line, and that significantly dumped. So I'm a huge believer in this, that it's such a great product. It is. Because I can only point to that's why those numbers went down for me. There wouldn't be any other thing that I could point to. So I think it's more than worthwhile to take. I've had a lot of people that have listened to me talk to Don who have gone on to get extendivitins, and whether they do it through capsules or they do it through a liquid, I personally like capsules, and that's what I take every day. But anyway, I was talking to Babs this week, so here's the scoop. They decided to come up with a special, since all of us, it's like when you go to Amazon and if you order however many books, you don't have to pay for the shipping. There's something about paying for shipping. So they decided that just for the next couple of days, you wouldn't have to pay shipping. So you want to get some Extendivite, go to heartdrop.com, and you can read all the stories that we've been talking about with Don's family and how it all came about. But with this special promo, you get you'd save $9 on a 2-month supply or $13 on 4 months. So we're waiving the shipping, or they're waiving the shipping. And how cool is that? So that's, you wouldn't have to pay for any of the shipping for Extendivite. I say go with the capsules, but some people like to do, you can hear them. I put them right on my desk so I don't forget them. Go with the capsules. Don't go with the liquid if you're a capsule person. It's really easy. Some people prefer the liquid, though. So take advantage of it. All of you that have written me notes that are going to order it, if you do it now, then you won't have to worry about the shipping. That's the key thing. Just call them. They'll take care of you. Good guy. He's a good guy who has now lived longer than almost everyone in his family, because he had to come up with something different. It wasn't working. He wasn't going to end up like they did. Unfortunately, sad. He can actually, if you listen to him talk about it, he gets pretty choked up. And I would be choked up about my grandfather, because except for I never met him, and all I heard were stories about him, and he was younger. So I didn't get to know him very much, or his father before him. On my other side of the family, boy, they lived really, really long. So I have wonderful stories about that side of the family. All right, let's zig and zag into a couple of different directions here. The Dark Knight Rises is a movie that people are interested in seeing, and I think they were interested in it anyway. But then the Aurora, Colorado thing happened, where the nut went in and decided to shoot up that movie theater and sadly kill way too many people and injure too many others as well. We don't want to relive that. We know it's terrible, and we feel for the victims, absolutely. And I hope he gets his just desserts. But the fascination with Batman was already there, and the numbers for the Batman movies, I did see this when I was in New Jersey, The Dark Knight Rises. Every week, they just keep getting more people that are coming out to the theater to see it. I don't know if it's going to end up being the biggest blockbuster of the movie season, because really movie numbers have been down. But undeniably, people wanted to see the last of this trilogy, so it's number 2 at the box office worldwide so far. It's earned $250 million. They're saying that actually, if you included the worldwide numbers, everything, it would be $363.3 million. And that's pretty high. Wow, that's really high. And The Dark Knight Rises has jumped way ahead of The Dark Knight. So it's grossing much, much more. They think it's going to end up finishing domestically just below $450 million. We just, you know, go through the numbers segment, and that's a number that I could have thrown in there, but that's staggering. Staggering what it's pulled in. It's already over they already think worldwide it's going to be way over what the one was before it, and that kind of makes sense. Like I said, the curiosity factor and finishing it out and whatnot. So let's move to numbers of a different sort. It just so happens that the U.S. medal count wise has leaped in front of China. Don't you love that? Yep. 81 medals now at this point. Day 12 was a big day for the U.S. Olympic team because a lot of people medaled. A lot of people in a couple of different sports medaled, especially in track and field. And, you know, the Olympics go 17 days, so do the math. We're talking about five more days. I said at the end America would have 108 medals. That might have been too high. I don't know. It might be close. Some of you might have been too low. There was Alec who said, how about 80? So already that's toast. But the couple in the hundreds or in, I think it's got to surpass 100. I think it's going to surpass 100. But we'll see. If it surpasses 100, because then you have, let's see, the Team USA, I'm assuming that's just gold. And what happens soccer-wise, what happens in some of these other sports, the water polos and whatnot. So, how many medals? Because, you know, bronze and silver in the overall count certainly, too. Many of you broke them down with the gold and the silver and the bronze, and that's why I said there was four ways to win, so perhaps somebody else ends up winning, not having the overall number, but by having one of the three medal counts correct. So that's just a couple of other ways that you might be able to nail the medal count contest here on America Tonight. Couple of reminders about what's coming up on the show. We're going to Tampa, so all during that convention week, we'll be broadcasting the sights and sounds of the convention. I think it's just going to be absolutely a crazy fest. We already know some of the people who are speaking at the convention, although not the keynoter at this point. We don't know who the keynote speaker is going to be, but we'll have it all for you, for sure. And then at the end of September, for a couple of days, we'll be broadcasting from Ireland. How exciting is that? And actually going into Belfast and Dublin, so the north and the southern part of Ireland. And we'll have, I'm sure, lots of interesting stories to bring you. They have that new Titanic Museum that's in Belfast, because that's where the Titanic was built, where she was put together before she set sail, and the museum is all about that, about putting the ship together and the excitement over doing it and all of the ins and outs of it and other things from Belfast as well. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to look at this deferred action program that could temporarily legalize 1.8 million young immigrants. Fair or foul? That's next on ATN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For tax dollars, this is where we end this hour of America Tonight, is the craziness of the situation of illegals in this country. It is draining the coffers of so many cities. We know the fight and what happened in Arizona, obviously, with Governor Jan Brewer, who was then ostracized by Felipe Calderon, and where crazily he told people just don't go there, and Jan Brewer said, absolutely, don't come here. you have statistics that keep being released, as much as you might see, well, people aren't coming as much as they were because of the economy. You see that so many of the workers, for example, in a city like Los Angeles are illegal and they are paid in cash. So guess what happens when they go to the ER and they don't have insurance coverage? Who is ultimately paying the price for that? Right now, on your insurance, you pay about $1,000 for those exact situations. So here's what you have. You have about 1.76 million, give or take, young immigrants who could qualify for the temporary legal status under the president's deferred action program over the next 10 years. There's this report that was just out from the Migration Policy Institute, and that's the number they peg it at. That's more than double the initial estimate of 800,000 people. What did I tell you? It was way higher than 800,000. That number reflects the guidelines that were just released for the people who qualify for temporary legal status. Check this out. You get relief from deportation and a work permit. Initially, only young immigrants under 30 who entered the country as children, graduated from high school, and had no criminal record would make the cut. Now, young people who didn't graduate or get their GED can still apply for the legal status as long as they re-enroll in high school by the time they apply. About 1.26 million people currently meet that description, and they're 15 or older. Another 500,000 would become eligible in the next 10 years. The government has already started to accept applications, or they're going to start accepting applications, rather, on the 15th. So next week, next Wednesday, they'll start to get them. They say the nearly $500 application fee will pay for the administrative costs of reviewing the applications, blah, blah, blah. The people who accepted get work permits, and they'll have to renew their status every 2 years. And they insist that the status does not provide a pathway to citizenship. So all of this starts on the 15th of August. And you think, I mean, you think of where we are and the communities that talk about how they cannot continue to go down the same path. You think of the job availability right now and how many more, where are these jobs for these people? Workers' permits, but what jobs are they getting where? What jobs are they going to get? So who's doing who? Who gets shafted in this equation? Mark my words, we'll be talking about it next week. There are more rights for the people who are here illegally, it seems, than U.S. citizens. And we keep ignoring what should be a layup of not having people here that are recycled again and again and again. I mean, it's the opposite of what most people paying taxes want. I could be wrong. Maybe some of you listening to me, I'm judging the audience wrong, maybe some of you listening to me think that's why I said fair or foul. Maybe some of you think that's okay. But I have to think, no, I think this is about pandering for votes. Of course it is. It's about pandering for votes. All right, speaking of pandering for votes, check this out. The Reuters poll says his lead is actually growing over Romney despite the pessimism. How about that? So, increasingly, even though there is massive pessimism about the future, voters are not holding it against, some of them anyway, aren't holding it against the president at this point because his lead has gone up. I want to make sure that you get these numbers. I think I said them previously, but I'm going to say them again on a different show. Obama's lead over Romney among registered voters now, 49% to 42%. That's up from the 6-point advantage the president had a month earlier over Romney. And the news hasn't been great lately. It hasn't been great. But in July, registered voters thought Obama was stronger than Romney in dealing with jobs and the economy and with the tax issue. So how about that? How about that? I think a little bit surprising. I figured that this is going to be a dogfight till the very end, that there's going to be back and forth. And there probably will be. There certainly already is. There will be a lot of that. But if the president is eking out these numbers now, as we get closer to the election, what are they going to look like? So how about that? The, you know, where are we headed with this? Changing the number and saying about 1.26 million people currently meet the description and are 15 or older, and more would become eligible. You knew that, like I said, you knew that number was going to be higher. Of course it was going to be higher. Deferred Action Program, DAP, remember it, because I am sure we'll be talking about it. We'll be talking about it heading into the election, for sure. So even though there's pessimism abounding, eking out of our subway system, crawling up into the streets, people still are thinking vote for the guy who's there. That it's not his fault was just one of the things that they found. Romney is going to have to really level Obama. For him to try to seal the deal, he's going to have to come up with some real stuff, and he's going to have to level him with it. That's the only way. Who ultimately was going to go up against Obama, and it looked like it was always going to be Romney, that's what you're going to have to do, because it's not a fair fight if it's over the top one-sided. If that guy's going after you, you have got to answer back. And I would say that to anyone who's running, they have to answer back. Have to. I'm going to leave you with this note in this hour, because it was one of those crazy shows where there was some interesting things that I felt like throwing out. The ACLU, leave it to them to get involved in this. Attorneys for Facebook and the American Civil Liberties Union won a federal appeals court to rule that clicking like, how you do that on Facebook on the social networking site, is constitutionally protected free speech. So no one can come back at you for that. And what happened was there was a case of 6 employees who were fired after they supported the sheriff's re-election opponent in 2009. Yeah, this happened in Richmond. Guess it's not good to do that and then post it all over Facebook. I'm just saying.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.